Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our very last minute spontaneous Thursday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yeah. I'm Deborah Lee, as our intro stated. I'm accompanied by my intuitive co-host, Jimbo. And we're here to have a little fun with you. Plus also share some, well, we hope, very insightful perceptions from the cards with you. And also provide some support, camaraderie, a few laughs, maybe here and there. Yeah, that's us on Friday, Junior. How many people back in the day used to go out on Thursday?
It was huge.
Huh? It was.
Some of us had rough Fridays or didn't make it to Friday.
Yeah, it's true. Ooh. Or if you had duty, if you were in the Navy and stuff, Thursday was going to be your night. They used to call it, you know how the military has acronyms for everything? They used to call it SHIT, which stood for Shit Ops, which was super high intensity training. Or the drinkers in the bunch. Love you too, Rachel. Glad to have you with us.
Long time.
So, anyway, we're here. Just had one of those days. You ever have those days and you think, I got to go where everybody knows our name?
Cheers.
Yeah. So here we are having a cup of, I'm having Joe. He's having, I don't know what it is. What is that?
That is a alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, no
my
kidding.
Concoction. Some rum and some ghost energy drink.
And welcome to you, Virgil. Peculiar. I thought that was your middle name. I don't know. He said his favorite word of the moment is peculiar.
Hmm? Good to have a favorite word of the
you
moment.
You could be Virgil Peculiar Kane. We'll let you. And there's Catherine. Hey, the gang is rolling in.
We rockin', we rollin'.
So I hope some of you blog talkers would please get on the line. I have some really sad news to share with all of you. And please, I'm not, this is not a joke. This was really sad
it
for me.
It could be, though.
It could be. And I cried, actually. I cried at the picture that was posted this afternoon. And it was of Esther the Wonder Pig. If any of you know her, she passed away. Oh, she was a great big piggy that this guy had since it was a piglet, tiny, and it slept in the house, and it lived in the house, and he had his forehead pressed against the pig had passed away, and he had his head laying on her head, and he was crying, and I thought, oh my God, after the day I'm going through, this was like frosting on that shit cake, okay? Yeah, poor Esther. I told them, you know, when you feel ready, you need to get new piggy life in the house. Yeah.
In the meantime, bacon's on sale at Harris Teeter.
Oh, my God.
It is. They have a whole bunch of bacon on sale. I didn't buy any. Yeah. All different types of sale.
Yeah, I feel bad for that pig. She loved living with that man and he had other creatures that lived in the house. I don't think there was a woman in that house because I'm going to tell you, it was a pigsty. Hey, that's where a pig would live.
Huh? Again.
So anyway, yes, I felt terrible for Esther today. All right. And thank you for the blessings. And I don't know if we can pray for animals, but I don't think it can hurt.
It was a living thing.
Maybe for the man or master who had these great big tears coming down his face. And thanks, Jimbo. She was thinking that too. All right.
I have 2 strips every day.
Yeah. But your bacon doesn't have a name.
Oh, I could give it a name. Tomorrow it shall be Esther.
Esther?
Esther.
Oh, Esther.
Esther. Esther. Ethel. Ethel, that was Lucy's
friend,
landlady friend on I Love Lucy. Anyway.
All right. Let Esther rest in peace, okay? Yeah.
Crispy bacon.
It is good stuff.
It is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
By itself, it's good, but it's really good with certain things. Like my breakfast sandwiches are great with it. All right.
Catherine said Oscar. Oscar.
Meyer? Do they make bacon, Oscar Meyer? I guess.
Oh, yeah. In fact, one of the ones that I cooked up here.
Was it?
Yesterday was
I didn't know.
Oscar Meyer.
I believe you. I don't pay attention to who makes it too much. Around here, the local one is Smithfield.
Blasphemy. Virgil says, peculiar is not the greatest word, but it's better than serendipity.
All words are better than serendipity. All words on this planet are better than serendipity.
I love it.
Well, you haven't even done your intro. You realize that. Mm-hmm. You haven't done your intro about any cards or anything.
Oh, yeah, that's why we're here, isn't it?
That is kind of actually the whole purpose.
Okay. All right, here we go, people.
Really good shoe.
Remember. We're using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, not any other cards or systems that are out there. It's important to make that distinction because too many people will say, hey, I hear you give a really good tarot reading. No, I don't know how to do tarot. Only tried to learn it once, found it so complicated that me and tarot cards parted ways. Yeah. All right, and I want you to remember, I'm going to lay out a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. It's my personal preference. It's the layout I use. So if any of you on Blog Talk would like to see it, come on over to the Facebook page, The Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you'll be able to see us streaming live, okay? So now I'm going to, I was going to say, Rachel, I can't eat anything with eyes that have, like down here, they'll have shrimp fests and crab fests, and they still have eyes, and I can't. Or a fish, great big fish. You go to Mexico, they're going to lay out this big fish, and it's still got its head. Okay. And she can't eat anything with hooves. Hooves?
She said hooves.
Hooves. All right, here we go. I'm ready.
All right, folks, welcome to the show. The Really Good Shoe. One of mine is the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also like to remind all the folks out there in different platforms that are with us tonight, if you're international, you must let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs. And we got 2 right off the bat. We have Virgil in the UK. Excuse me. We have Rachel on the other side of the planet from us, the other side of the planet. In Australia. Welcome, International Folky. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. Call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is 100% true. If you don't hear anything, something is wrong, hang up, call back. Very simple. Typically, a cell phone, computer thing that happens once in a while. Don't let it get you down. Facebookers. We will turn to you folks. We get some gaps and times and whatnot. So you just have to hang out with us. We can't tell you when and all the details and stuff like that. But you've got to listen up, and we'll take the first messenger audio or video call we get when we announce it. Don't call early, because then we have to hang up. We don't have a queue system. And you shouldn't call early anyway. Shame on you. Also, for all you folks, when you get your reading, you hear that? That is the sound of harps. Now, we're not doing angel cards tonight. Sometimes we do. Tonight we are not. That means your reading with Deb is free, of course, and it does have to come to an end. And that sound will tell you that it's over. And before you depart, though, we'll give you another single card reading, and this one will be from the same methodology, but the deck will be virtual, not a real physical one I can hold in my hand. So you got to stick around and wait for that when you hear the harps. Don't go now. And if you ever, and this goes for anytime you get disconnected and whatnot, we're going to continue on once we got your questions. We'll give you a reading. You can always watch replays and stuff, or if you have to go, something comes up. Blog Talk posts the shows. Facebook, we post them, so you can always go back and get your reading. You have to go. You got to go, you got to go, right? Truth? Truth. All right. Got
Gordon
anything
Lightfoot.
Else now? You already talked. What?
Roberto. Gordon Lightfoot.
I guess that's... John has a long mustache. We're doing codes tonight, I guess.
The Eagle Has Landed.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That was a good movie. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. First caller. Let's do this. I think it's somebody from our past. Area code 806 in Texas. 806,
oh,
welcome to the show. You're
yeah.
caller number one. Bring it on.
Hello. Hello, this is Ann.
Yes, hi, Ann. How are
guessing.
You doing?
That was my
I'm
guess.
Doing good. Thank you.
All
it's been
awesome.
Hard to get into you guys.
Well, you were smart this time. You called early.
Yes,
that
Dave,
was wise.
I did.
Very wise.
No.
I did. Well, everything is going really well here. I went on a date with a guy named Domingo, but
Ooh.
He had to call me back. But
really?
He was really interested. I mean, we talked, to probably 10:30. It was pretty late. So just want to see what the cards say. Am I going to meet anybody? What's going on?
Hey.
What's coming?
Did he try to make any moves on you?
No. We went to dinner and we just had, chips and because we had both eaten. And we just talked and talked. And then I said, the restaurant's getting cold. So we went outside and sat on the patio and talked for another 2 hours. And
wow.
then he was like, well, do you want to go to breakfast tomorrow or lunch? And I was busy. But then when I got with, texted him and called, he was busy. And then since then, we've just been texting every 2 or 3 days. Says, hey, how are you? I'm busy.
Maybe you guys are just very busy.
Let's see what the
Yeah,
is.
Maybe.
I mean, sometimes things are different when you get a certain age. We get a lot busier than we used to be when we were young. Really young.
Right. Right. But he was so interested, I thought he'd make time,
Yeah, there's the kicker. Yeah, that's the kicker when you're
right?
interested in else. If you keep getting too busy,
they
might move on.
He enjoyed himself very much with you.
Yeah, her cards are going down, and she's already seen that just by
That was right on the top.
Yep. He's that dude in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was a great experience. I enjoyed it.
Good. Well, that's cool. And
maybe he wants you to ask him out this time.
Well, you didn't get ghosted, so I think that's positive. I don't have
cards. Okay.
No, I'm just, I don't have
cards.
Deb's laying hers down. But you didn't get ghosted, so I would say that he's obviously interested.
Yeah, I mean, we are texting here and there, so.
Yeah, right. So that is a sign. All right, Deb, but the cards are down.
Okay.
He's not had very good luck with women.
Really? So he's not a bit
Oh, yeah, person. He shared some crazy stories with me.
He picks crazy chicks.
Kind of. And
he chose poorly.
But he's looking. He would like to get married, what I see in the cards. Hmm. But he worries about how women transform when you start talking about sharing a future together. His experiences with women have not been very good that way because a lot of times everybody's on their best behavior. And then when you find out, hey, he's going to put a ring on it or, we're going to stack up together, however you want to put it.
That's right.
Sometimes
the crazy starts to come out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think for him, he thinks you're too good to be true. That's okay. Gives him something to work for.
Yeah, and she's also just wide open for other prospects, too, so if you see anything.
Right.
Right now, she's just seeing that right now.
in your work, first of all, I want to mention, you have a woman and a man who really think highly of you.
Oh,
and,
good.
Yeah, it's about the future. They think you're doing a wonderful job. So I thought you'd like to know that.
Yes, because it's pretty chaotic right now.
Oh, I bet. Now, you're in the daycare business. No, what are you? The preschool?
Well, it's preschool daycare, but I'm in the admin office, so I just go and visit. I'm not in with the kids anymore. I'm not in the classroom.
Oh, right. And, well, anyway, they like what you do. Okay.
Oh, good.
And you have, what's this? This is a man you've had a relationship with that has moved away, but he's going to be traveling through your area, and he would definitely hope to see you. Definitely.
Oh.
Yeah, I could just
see
the Florida guy.
The what?
The Florida guy.
When you said that, I was thinking of him. I mean, me and him are still, texting back and forth, and we haven't called. But he's always being sexual. That's a little too much for me.
Well, and then let's see what else we got here. There's another one here. This one here is very busy making a lot of money. And I don't see him as a good prospect for you. I don't think you've met him yet. But he's very... like show offy. He likes to brag about all his money.
The bragger.
Yeah. First thing I think of, what was that noise?
You got coyotes in your backyard?
Oh, that's Danielle's dog. She's back in her cage and she's ready to go outside again.
She's singing the blues. Well, you know what?
Well, yes,
you
she
go.
Did.
You
know, and she's a husky, so she's talking.
Oh, there it is.
That's why you got all that talking going on. Oh, yeah.
Something I always think about when men want to brag about their assets, their bank account and stuff, my first thought is, oh, poor thing, he's got such a small penis.
Why do you think that?
So then,
in other words, what he should be doing is immediately talking, hey, my name's Jim, and I got a big, giant junk pile. Is that what he should say then? junk. I've got a big schnitzelgruber
no,
between
but
my legs.
Those that have a lot don't have to.
Maybe he got both.
Right. Danielle always has a little man syndrome, but little that syndrome.
I don't think anybody should talk shit like that anyway, but that might not be why.
Why? Are you offended?
No, I'm just saying, I think that's an assumption. That is an assumption.
But kind of tell. Yeah.
But you can't,
I agree. It is typically that's the deal. They're bragging and flaunting because
they know they don't have a lot to offer the physical way, so they're going to at least brag up what they do have. And,
right.
It's transparent. All right, so we're going to forget about him and his money bags. I don't think you're the kind of female that would be, what would you call it, that you would be attracted by money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I wish I was, though.
The only trouble is sometimes attached to a lot of money comes an a-hole.
You just don't know, right?
You're right.
So
one never knows what you get, right?
There's something around your house. Is there some work going on in the street or in the... Well, I noticed around here they're digging up a lot of people's water lines, sewer lines, and right away everybody starts worrying, ooh, assessment is coming. But you're going to find out something that's going to make you angry. So you might want to prepare for that. And it has to do with some kind of public works going on.
Well, I know all our property taxes are going sky high, and everyone's upset about that.
Yeah, and hasn't your electricity been expensive in Texas?
It has, and we're trying to transfer to different, you know, they're supposed to have more electric companies to choose from, but they keep delaying that. That's
and
another
it's
thing
right.
people are
yeah.
upset about.
Yeah, well, what do they think? They're the only game in town? No.
Well, they are the only game in town here.
Well, right now they are.
Well, most places you only have one game for electricity.
Well, Jim, did you get an $800?
That was water bill. Anyway, but
water, yeah.
here, the state really, Big Brother's the electric company. They don't let them screw people.
State regulation
is very hard here, which sometimes that people don't like government get involved, but sometimes it actually does some good. Sometimes it does. All right. Anne has a card.
All right, Anne.
Okay.
And here is your single card reading once I can get on the page. There it is. It is a Eight of Diamonds, Deb.
Oh, that's good.
What you hope to achieve long-standing ties with others. You can rely on those ties when you need them the most. They are perceived to be extremely strong and resilient. Don't be afraid to ask for help. No focus to you at this time when you need it.
Okay.
I also think that card means a relationship is developing that's going to be long-standing. So that could be, yes, indicating Domingo.
Maybe, yeah. He was a really nice guy, so I hope something happens.
Well, he thinks you're a lady. I didn't see any disappointment on his part, but I know this sounds really ignorant, but I'm curious. Do you both of you speak in English or do you speak in Spanish? Or
we both speak in English.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've always been curious.
No, I thought with his name sound. Yeah, his name's very Hispanic.
Oh, no. Once you get down below the Mason-Dixon line, you don't even know anymore. Even here,
No, you don't.
You don't know anywhere on Earth. It's the United States of America, but it's like the world is here, too. People from everywhere.
Right.
That's true.
Yep. It is indeed. Well, thank you so much for being calling number one.
Okay, well, thank you guys, and I will be checking in and giving y'all updates.
Awesome. That's what we'd like to hear.
All right. Okay, y'all have a good night. Thanks again.
Take care.
All right.
We forgot to ask her for a Danielle update. But
well, yeah.
That means when you don't hear anything, that means everything's great. That's what that means. So that's cool. So that's good news, I would say. Don't you say? I would say so. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
International shout-outs are due here. We have Jeanette in Canada, and we have Suzanne in Scotland. And she says they're getting crappy, and she couldn't even drive anywhere because of water, too much water.
What's happening up there?
You told the storms.
In Canada?
I said Suzanne said in Scotland.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
See, when her ADD, remember I told you guys she's not fully committed to her ADD. So she gets off track, but then she still kind of listens, and then she hears, like, bits and pieces.
Do you know how difficult it is when you have a brain that's like a jet engine?
Right. Is it like a jet engine?
Or is
it like a freaking sinkhole?
No, but dealing with people like you that are more like a biplane, it's a little...
No, yeah, because I'm a village idiot. All right, make sure you speak slowly and don't contract your words. Yep. That's me. Nowhere. Oh, crap. There's a poacher in here, son of a biscuit.
Liberal, you're about to get launched.
Yeah, your picture looks phony, and you should wear a bag over your head, you ugly skank. Okay, let's see here. Ben from Stream, I show. Now I got to go find him on their page. Block. Boom. Bop.
Can you bank your blood in these other countries where you live, because we can do that. Like if a family member is in an accident or...
Yeah. Do they bank it or they just basically say you have credit on file?
I guess it would be credit. I don't know.
I think they don't bank it. I think they don't store it for like 1,000 years. I think they say, all right, you're donating all these units. When the time comes, we're going to make sure you get units and you don't have to pay for them.
Otherwise, I've heard they're really expensive.
But, you know, your insurance pays for a good chunk of it if you have good insurance.
Yeah.
All right, scammers are gone. I have...
So, Suzanne...
I've launched them like the space shuttle.
Do you have blood insurance?
That doesn't fly anymore.
Do you have blood insurance?
You might be talking a different language in another country.
Yeah, well,
They might not have to have separate things.
I asked Virgil earlier today. I said
they might not even have to have.
I said
separate
we all carry flood insurance out here for the most part, and he answered, "What's insurance?"
Well, you know what insurance is. Now he's just fucking with you.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, come on. What was that? What would that chick say? Oh, that old Rambo movie. I think it was a second one, Rambo 2. Mean expendable, the chick said to Rambo.
What'd she say?
What mean expendable? Because he said, I'm kind of expendable.
What did he
say? And she was like Vietnamese, and they were like on their way to do some big, you know, rescue hostages or no, ex-prisoners of warship.
And what did he say?
Well, it's like if you, you know, there's a party and you didn't show up and nobody really cares. That was the Rambo definition to try and explain to a Vietnamese chick. Otherwise, I'd explain it.
Okay.
Which just means that you're worthless and weak and they don't give a shit if you die, what he should have said. All righty. It's early. Let's see if there are folks.
Yeah, just anybody in here.
Before we go back to the phones. Deborah Lee, Messenger now, Facebookers, so we're going to go to the phones. Back to the phones. This is your chance. You have chances. We have a chance. Audio, video, Deborah Lee. You can do it.
Yes, you can.
That was from Waterboy.
Who said it?
It was, well, Rob Snyder's character. Where he's playing some kind of hillbilly, weird-looking character. Remember, they were in, like, Louisiana or something. They were in the bayou, I think, or something. That story took place. Remember?
What does mother say? The devil?
Oh, only the devil plays that fool's ball or something like that. Yeah, Catherine Bates.
That's what she called football, is foosball.
That foosball, yep.
Yeah, but she got boobies, and I liked them, Mama.
Boy.
I liked her boobies.
You know, I don't like to rank movies.
Yeah.
I just like to lump them. That would be in a top 20 comedy movies.
Yeah, it would.
I don't want to, because everybody has their own opinion on 1, 2, 3, 4. I just say it's going to be in the top 20. All right, for pure comedy.
All right,
that
Catherine.
Was pure comedy. That's
Here
great.
We go.
That didn't seem to be an auto-video call, but I guess nobody else is going to do it.
For some reason, I've been thinking about you and moving. I don't know why, but we'll take a look.
I mean, she's asking, so there must be something on her plate, right?
No way.
What are you talking about?
A comment made here.
There you go with the ADD. Well, you know, you were going to get a reading, Catherine, but maybe not now. Maybe not. Maybe she's... going to drift off into the fucking ADD ocean.
You want to stay, right? I'm assuming you want to stay.
Oh, she says, right, she says, I've had very hard feelings about that. Like I'm going to, I don't know. Sometimes, what? There it is. I'm going to have to move and don't want to. She's having some kind of, oh, so I guess her rent's about to change. She doesn't know what it's going to be yet. Yeah, that's true. You know, rent's going to, it never goes down. Imagine that. It's only going to go up.
Yeah.
Odd feelings.
Is there a point where it becomes redundant?
What?
That say you're living in a low-income housing, let's just say.
Well,
and if you're paying $4,000 a month.
I mean, a lot of states regulate how much you can raise it a little bit, you know, unless there's extenuating circumstances. But, you know, a lot of them don't. Let's, oh, I shall double it now.
I got to start over.
Unless you have a storage unit.
Why?
They jack it up once you're there for a while. They think,
or a garage.
They think that you're too comfortable and you're going to start paying more and more because you don't want to go move your shit. So, yep. No, I know I'm a victim right here. I am a victim.
He's got a storage unit and a very nice, I think it's a chain, you know.
Probably. They're all, most 90% of them are chains because you have to have money to get in
there. There is so much crap in there. And it's stacked up to the moon that if you needed something that was way down here, it'd be easier to just go buy a new one, you know.
Well, the fact that stuff's been here that long, we're going to go through it. And probably come out with like 10 boxes and keep it, and that's it. Everything else.
They raised your rent $300. That seems really high.
The homeowner's insurance, I don't know what that homeowner's insurance raised, $3,500 a year. Oh, wow, that's like $300 a month there ish, just for the that's just the insurance because of the hurricane. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm thinking about. That's why I always said, you know what, if I had a lot of money, I would get in the insurance business. because they never actually pay anything. They pay, then they raise the rates and they get it back, and then they make a profit even more. It's like, oh, you got an accident. Oh, guess what? Well, you were paying $50 a month now for insurance or just liability. Now it's $350 a month. So not only am I going to get my money back in 1 year for that all the damage you did to the Prince car, I'm going to soak you for 4 more years. That's a crap.
And those homeowner associations, we've had so many questions.
Well, that's not even this. But
it's like dealing with the Gestapo, right?
But you sign on to that willingly when you buy a place.
They decide how big your planter,
homeowners
your
association,
ceramic planter can be on your...
Yep, they do. They decide everything. But you sign up to that willingly when you buy a place.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can say, I am buying this place because you have a homeowner association. And I want all people that are part of a homeowner association to die in hell.
Yeah, and look what happened in Surfside, Florida. Look what happened there.
That was a condominium. That's a different. That's same
is,
but different.
They
it's
were
kind
not
of similar,
doing
but it's
the
different.
Upkeep.
Yeah, the condominium folks are responsible for some stuff.
They were kind of playing footsie.
You pay
with
that
these.
Extra fee for those folks to keep you
and
alive.
And what happened?
And stuff, yeah.
The building fell down.
I can't even. You know what? I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
With Catherine. I would have a hard time if I was insurance company insurance anybody from North Carolina on down south, homeowners.
Why?
Because I get blasted by hurricanes all the time. And you know, that's why they're going to, you know, it's like, oof, ah, y'all. You know, it's like, one thing I'll say, where we lived in Duluth, cold, snow, but you know what? Nothing catastrophic ever really happened there. So our insurance was pretty cheap.
A blizzard might make your roof fall in, but...
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then if you have a good solid roof, then you needed to get it changed anyway. You need to get people to shovel it off if you can't get up here. So,
you know,
insurance is pretty cheap up there.
I'm going to tell you, Catherine, it's up in the air still, kind of, because I'm having a hard time determining, and yet the cards are saying at the same time, it won't seem like it if you do decide you have to move, but it's going to turn out wonderful for you.
So if you do, mm-hmm. it's not going to be devastating.
No, it's not.
You might suck at first because nobody. I hate moving. I hate moving with a passion. But sometimes after it's all done and you go through all the bullshit, it's like, okay, I'm kind of happy here now. But moving just sucks.
It's horrible.
It's horrible, you know. And it's funny, as I used to hate it living in an apartment. In an apartment, you can only have a few things. When you live in a house, you have a lot of shit that you didn't realize until it's time to move. You're like, oh, my fucking God.
It's like you're a junior hoarder, and you didn't even know it.
Remember that other house I lived in? It had a floored-in, full-size attic. So guess what was up there? Another entire house, basically, up there without furniture. Yeah. Well, it was convenient, mind you, because you guys stored shit up there. I let people store shit up there. Go ahead. But anyway, back to Catherine.
This change is going to bring new love into your life, new opportunities, just new everything. The only one that I feel is going to suffer a little bit would be your son. And you would know.
What about
that,
her daughter?
No, it's showing that the son would take moving kind of hard.
How old is he?
And what is he, like 16, 17?
Oh, that's... Nobody at that age wants to move ever on this planet.
No, because there's established.
Well, and younger. Yeah. I mean, I was, when we moved as a kid, just didn't even move, leave town. We moved out in the country when I was like first grade, and I thought the world coming to an end.
Your son is 31. I thought he was a teenager.
All right, well, there you go then.
Yeah, see.
Well, then.
Sorry about that.
Do they all live together so he has to move too?
Is he young at heart? I don't know. He comes through as a jack.
Maybe
31.
Does
wow.
he live with her?
Yeah, I think so.
So you would have to move with her?
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's got their own. I've got a 30-year-old living here with me. There used to be two others here, but I ended up having to buy a second house to get them out because they were enjoying the benefits here way too much. Laundry, meals.
A long time ago. All right. What else you got for her? Anything else you see in there?
He's young at heart, and for some reason, he would suffer a little bit over having to move.
Or her having to move.
Or you, yeah. But you know what? I still say it's going to turn out okay. going to turn out okay. And you have an ex-husband, isn't it, somewhere? I see him very, very potentially entering your lives again, coming into your lives. So, yeah.
All right, Catherine, here is your single card. I have not. Did I pull it? I did pull it. Subject is a jack of clubs, Deb. A young, medium-complected man who appears to have an industrious nature and sharp eye where goals are concerned figures strongly in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
He, however, is not particularly interested in the dilemma at hand and would prefer to be left out of it. Bear this in mind as you make decisions regarding your immediate future. So this guy must have some kind of part of this.
I have no idea.
Part of this move thing. We don't know. Maybe he's connected to somehow. Well, like you said, they were in turmoil cards.
Yeah, he's not talked to them. I see the Ace of Spades is straight up where you guys are completely disconnected from him, but he's looking to come back on the scene.
No, maybe that's him? I don't know.
I don't know who this young, this...
I don't know.
And it doesn't always mean young in age. It can be, like, you come through as a jack also.
But that card, was that what the card was?
Yeah.
Well, she said, he's young in the spirit,
heart,
basically.
Yeah.
His brain is young, his body is not. So that could be. All right, anyway. Thank you very much, Catherine. Thank you. International shout out to Dr. Priya in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome in. All right, Deb. We got to go to the, we want to do this one first and then go to the
Yeah,
next
do
one.
The other one.
All right, hang on there, folklores. Folklores, Jesus, God. Folks, just let's just call you folks and not make any weird things out of it. Uh-oh. We're going back to the land of 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. 651, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who are
welcome,
we,
welcome, welcome.
Who we got with us?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Christiana. Hi.
Yep.
It sounded like, yes,
hi,
indeed.
Christiana. How are you doing?
I can recognize voices and faces. I just can't put names to, but that one I did know.
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
Yeah, I don't know if I've asked this question before, but it's about someone from my past that I feel caused a lot of trauma, and I have nightmares about them a lot. And I'm just wondering if there's any advice or anything in the cards that would show what could be helpful with these nightmares, maybe to get rid of them or something.
Oh, interesting. This is someone living?
Yes.
But they caused you a lot of trauma.
In their past.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah,
you want them to, well, you feel like they're intent on invading your dreams and turning them into nightmares, or do you think you're having, you are the one?
Maybe she wants to know, really.
I don't know. I'm thinking that it's probably just me.
And,
yeah, there's a lot of school of thoughts on that whole dream world. I mean, nobody knows squat about it. Someday, you know,
that's
someday
true.
People are going to learn all this shit. They're going to look at us and like, oh, what a bunch of idiots. I didn't know all this stuff. But, yeah, I think that we make our dreams based on like a million different things that are just firing off at once. All these different things in our brain, maybe a past, an experience today, an experience the other day, something you saw on TV, all these weird little things. I think they just come together. It's like, I think writers, let's write this dream, a bunch of writers in your head that are on strike. Oh, let's write this dream for this guy. What do we got? Well, let's look at this memory, look at that memory. He saw this show today about murders. Let's put some murders in. It's all weird shit to me, I think. But
it's symbolic.
And then there's other people who think every single thing has a symbolic
meaning.
Which
I don't know.
I mean, I can't. There's actually nobody can argue and tell the other person they're wrong on what they believe dreams are. Because how are you going to prove it? Right? But they're interesting theories.
Yeah. Well,
they're interesting
is
theories.
Is this person there to do you harm?
What?
Is the person there to do you some harm? In your dream?
Yeah. Very controlling.
Well, you do know, and I'm sure you've got a lot of training in your background, that these dream bodies don't have any power over us, but they can make sleeping a very unpleasant experience. And your cards are just saying that, you know what they're saying, you know how to work with this. And maybe this is happening to you, which would be what I'm thinking, is it's happening to you as part of your upcoming work that you do. You know, as your work, as you're developing your skills and your talents, that, I don't know. It's like Jim said, it's a very obscure area.
It is so interpretative. It's probably whatever you feel is probably right, because it's your dreams. Who are we to tell you why you're dreaming about something? And not to anybody, or you, to me, you. So if you feel that's happening, I can't say that, but she has the cards.
Well,
she has a tool. I don't have a tool.
I took a class a long time ago, and it was in dreams. And one of the things where that came from American Indians was that when you were having a, say, a repeat dream like this?
Reoccurring.
Yes, that when it wakes you up.
That's a different ballgame, I think, reoccurring.
You go back into the dream and you change the direction of how it's going. And the American Indians used to say, too, if you confront a dream body that's trying to, you know, create havoc with your sleep, it said grab it if you can, you know, in your mind, and tell it to give you a gift, and it's supposed to give you a really beautiful dream.
I mean humans have been on this planet for quite a while.
Yeah,
and they've been dreaming from our dogs dream. I mean, all animals dream. You see them doing it, you know. I mean, everybody dreams basically. So,
and it's supposed to be about relieving stress from our day, and
if it's some kind of like a computer processing a bunch of data and making storage space, some people feel. Bottom line is, they've done experiments when they first learned about REM back in the 60s and 70s.
They did,
and they said, "Oh, well, we did." They put people to sleep, and every time they went into REM, they'd wake them up. These people were like, they felt like shit the next day if they didn't get REM sleep. They were like fatigued.
Yeah,
is
that when your eyes flicker?
It starts like flickering. That's when you know you're in the dreamland, and they'd wake them up. And every time they do, they keep waking them up. But these people were like suffering
in your dream
horribly
because
they didn't get to dream. They get that deep sleep.
Do you feel like, have you ever tried to shout out? And isn't it crazy how you're like in a state of paralysis and you cannot, in the dream, yell?
That happens all the time to a lot of people. Me, that. To a lot of times,
I'm sure
that's
happened.
Yeah.
I got a gun. I'm in a situation and I can't get that
get
bitch
gun.
To fire.
I can't get
I'm squeezing
a cell
the trigger
phone.
And something's jammed up and I'm like, you son of a bitch.
I keep trying to call either my sister or my mother and I can't remember their phone number.
Mine is always, when I have those type of things,
I have
a gun that won't.
I can never find a phone.
Yeah,
there's
in
that.
Dream, I can never find a phone.
Yeah,
or someone
that.
Stolen my phone.
Yeah, there's always some kind of,
and
it's like a frustration thing.
Because in a dream, you should be able to say, here's the phone.
But you don't control the dream. It's like you're, even though your brain set it up for you, it's like, here you go.
Yeah.
We just made a play for you. Here's your freaking script. You're in there, mister. There's your dream. You got to follow it. And you're like, I don't like this. I can't shoot.
It just kind of felt me up there, you know?
Did I really feel you up? Did I? Did I now? Is that really?
You cop to feel. I know you are.
Oh, that's like sixth grade version of copying the feel in the sixth grade, yeah.
Yeah, well, I wish we could be more helpful, but the card show, you're going to find a way to get them to stop. All right.
Okay. All right, well, now, what you said was helpful.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Speak.
Oh, I said what you said was helpful.
Well,
you might read up on it. You know, there's probably a lot of information.
And the problem with that is there's ridiculous amounts of information on that dream.
You've got to,
Oh, my God.
And how can they have, you know, they have page after page of interpretations of things.
Yeah, there's people that are making a living off these studies. I listened to like this morning show, this radio station we have. It's a really good morning show, local.
What is it?
And they used to have this Dream Chick on there a lot.
Yeah.
They'd have her on there like about twice a year, and then people would call in, and they would tell them, and she right away, she was like, she obviously had been studying that for years, because she would tell them right off the bat why they had that dream. Right off the bat, like a matter of fact. It was pretty amazing. All right. Real quick, Christiana, here's your single card reading before we depart.
One thing.
Deb's got something too.
I
want to
give you something uplifting here. You,
like a bra.
You are going to make a lot of money
lift
at
and
what
separate.
You do once things get going. And you're not going to worry about, you know, the government and all that, because you won't need them anymore. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yes, it will be. I know.
All right, here's your single
Thank
card
you.
Reading real quick, Christiana.
Sure.
It is a seven of diamonds, Deb.
Yeah.
Your words and or actions have been grossly misunderstood by those involved. I don't know. Like I said, a lot of times you guys ask this question, but there's a lot of stuff going on in your life he didn't tell us. While you can try to change the opinions of others, they are more inclined at this time to believe what they choose to, namely rumor and gossip, rather than what is pure and simple truth.
Oh, yeah.
Criticism, disapproval, and even condemnation. I'll act like I'm freaking like a preacher. Come with the territory when others don't mind their own business and make inappropriate judgments. Exercise patience, and the reality of this matter will become clear, ultimately vindicating you in their eyes.
Well, that's really interesting.
Well, she was talking about some guy trying to come in her dream. Does this have something to do with this person that might be trying to come in there? And in her dream, it's harm. In her dream, it's harm.
What I love about the Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something really quick. Have you ever heard of dream walking? When you, like, literally you walk into someone's dream? I tried to go into their dream world, and I swear it was like a freaking firewall, and like it was so heavily guarded. I was like, oh my God.
He's on a different level.
I just looked at it, and I'm like, okay, never mind. I walked away.
Well,
in the dream.
I have a skill set that I do not have. Everybody thinks a skill set is physical and like intelligent, but there's a whole spiritual world that we don't understand, and you have a good skill set. I don't have that. I could never do that.
Yeah.
All I can do is I can play with my own. I got good at, if I wake up from a good dream, I make myself go back to sleep, because you will go back into it. If I didn't like that fucking dream, I'd get up in the bathroom, maybe get a drink, look on the internet. So when I go back, it ain't going to be that dream.
Well, he has.
It ain't going to be that dream.
You have a lot of gunfire and stuff in your dreams, where you're either killing somebody or they're trying to kill you. Which is
when it involves gunplay, my gun never wants to fire. That son of a bitch pisses me off. I'm squeezing it. It's like right. I'm like, damn it, I need to fire lots of shots. Give me one at least. And it's like, one. I need more. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Rachel. That's funny. A lot of times I wake the dog up because it seems like he's in a fight maybe with some other dog.
Little legs start moving, and sometimes the cheeks wrinkle, and
they
growl.
And they cry.
Sometimes the dog's tail start going wagging, so you know they're having happy dreams. They just start wagging in their sleep. It's like, oh, they're having a happy dream. They're wagging their tail.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
It is very cute. All right, well, thank you very much, Christiana. We're glad you got through.
Sorry we didn't have more for
you. All right,
you.
Thank you.
I think that she knows more than we ever could about that stuff.
I think so, too.
Like I said, she's got a skill set that I do not have. The fact that she's talking about rocking and rolling to somebody else's dreams, I wouldn't even know anything about that.
Yes.
So that's cool. All right. Next caller is area code 520. Olifa.
Hello, you guys.
Hi there.
Hi. Well, I don't know. Nothing is really, you know, went to the doctor, came back, and there's nothing new. Just trying to catch up on my sleep. And, so, I don't know.
So, let me ask you, are you guys spending entire days not talking?
Yesterday, no, we did talk. Today, I haven't you know, I'm just dragging my tail feathers around. And
Okay. All right. Well, doesn't it feel like things have cooled off?
All right. Today's Thursday. Yeah. Well, I'll answer Deb's question first. Do you feel like a cooling sensation of the relationship?
I don't know how to answer. I have tumultuous feelings about what is, you know, I mean, I've asked you some of the questions, Deb, and I don't know.
Well, let's see what he thinks.
Okay.
Virgil, you're a man at play tonight. Yeah. Anyway, I'm putting your cards out, and Jim was in a war in the past.
Well, somebody just threw that out there.
Yeah, he's had another, we were very close friends with a woman who was a high priestess in Florida of a coven, and she would come to me.
Wow.
And there was some reason, Jim, that she was able to tell us that a house had fallen on you way back in early times. Like in the...
Who the hell are you talking about? I don't know. Why don't I know anything about this?
Oh, Daryl,
well, told me shit.
My husband wanted to know why he felt this brotherly connection with Jim. Like a real brother.
Okay.
And this woman, I forget her name now, but she was just marvelous. She said...
Marvelous.
That,
simply marvelous.
She said... that she got from, like, her crystal ball. She would do crystal ball and scrying and things like that.
Mm.
She said that back in the day, they actually had been brothers. And you lived out in the countryside. And you had
yee
gone...
fucking aw, yee-haw.
You know how underneath houses back...
Yee-haw!
Back in early times, they would put a kind of cellar under the house. Cellar...
Yeehaw.
You know,
you mean like a basement?
Well, but it's like in The Wizard of Oz when the tornado's coming.
That wasn't under the house.
Yeah,
those cellars were away from the house, separate. Actually, our neighbors had one.
In
and
their,
we went in there.
Under their house?
It's a cellar. It isn't kind of sort of under the house so much, but it's damn near. It's interesting. They're weird. They are weird.
Rachel, you are scary good.
It's creepy as shit, boy, those cellars.
Well, anyway, the house fell on him.
I hate it when that happens.
And Jim was trapped under some lumber.
Yep.
And all these spiders started coming out. That's another thing. He wanted to know why in this life you're so deathly afraid of spiders.
I'm not deathly as you guys. I'd go down the crawl space and do stuff. I'm not deathly afraid of spiders. Because I don't, if I could quickly identify the ones that were poisonous and not, I wouldn't give a shit then.
Yeah.
If I can't. I know black widows, they're easy to spot. But the other ones, I don't really know much about them.
We have those, and we have brown recluse.
Those are hard to identify.
Oh, yeah.
Black widows, gotcha. We got them all over the place.
You know,
I see you, and I'm like, oh, fuck you, black widow.
She said Jim was black with these spiders, and they were biting him all over.
Oh no!
Carried that into this lifetime.
Yeah, but I don't have that much of a phobia. They're right there by our mailbox. I just kind of flick them away.
You called me one.
That was different. That was a gigantic thing from on Earth that you've never seen
before. It was
like
a big wolf spider. It's like with the UK. I posted something today of a guy who found a spider in his bed, and it was big. Yeah, running along like the headboard. Well, he calls me and he says, hey, you and Daryl need to kind of be standing by because he said, I just got out of the shower and I'm standing in the window trying to kill this big wolf spider. Did you have a spray? Were you spraying him or?
You remember more about this than I do.
But he was naked.
I vaguely remember. It was an apartment.
He was.
I don't think it was in the house even. It might have been the house. I don't fucking know.
It was on the second floor.
Well, that's definitely an apartment. And that definitely wasn't Daryl.
Yep. Oh, no.
Nope.
Might have
no.
But
wasn't
then
there.
You go, oh, Jesus Christ. And I said, what? He said, I'm standing here naked in the window and there's people in the parking.
Well, if I think about where that is, if I'm thinking
that
where
window.
That was,
yeah.
In that apartment complex, those people were more interested in selling crack, buying crack. That was a crap shithole
than
place.
Than looking
I
at your crack.
Yeah, they didn't give a damn about some naked guy in the window. Oh, no.
So, whose cards am I reading again?
You're reading, oh, that, her name is Lisa, Deb. Her name is Lisa. She lives on the second floor. Remember that stupid Luca? My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. Well, get back to her. She's mission critical, then.
All right, yes, and I'm meeting with her after the show.
What?
I think I am. Aren't we, Lisa?
Yeah.
You're flying to frickin' out in the West Coast to meet with her.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Girl's got to do it.
Well, I will tell you a little secret here. I have to get up and go to work early, so I am not going to be a silent partner. My ass is going to be right here doing my thing.
It's fine.
So let you guys
fine.
All know.
You put your
just to let you know, my alarm's already set for 5 a.m.,
You
folks.
Worry too much.
Well, I'm not worrying too much. I'm letting you fucking know.
Okay,
I ain't worried about
you.
Shit.
Oh, okay. Now I'm back on track. That man wants to return to the relationship you two had. Because I have these cards straight out. Does the neighbor even want to be in a relationship with her anymore? And they said yes. You know the biggest challenge, I guess, or a barrier or an obstacle between the two of you is for him, it's how easily you get jealous. He doesn't, that makes it hard for him. Because he's afraid to tell you anybody.
But I'm trying to, I think I realize that. I'm trying not to ever mention it to him again.
About the
I thought you were going to say the biggest barrier was our laundry room.
No, I don't think so. That's your bridge. That's the bridge between the two of you.
What?
Her laundry room.
I'm teasing you. The bridge over the River Kwai.
Did you ever see that?
No, but my mother, oh God, my mother loved, and my grandmother, they loved those movies. I hated them.
I am whistling the song, the whistle that they would do while they were working.
I know.
It was the Japanese had all these prisoners of war, and they were making them build this railroad bridge. Oh, it's been so long since I've seen the movie. I only remember, like, the big picture. If I watch it again, it'd be like a new movie. But I remember loving it as a child.
Oh, it was big.
It was huge.
Every boy wanted to see that movie. Yeah. And the other one was the great.
A bunch of American and British prisoners. Yeah. I think they were mixed in. Mainly, they were mixed in together. I don't remember where they were. Maybe in the Philippines.
Where was
I think
the,
in the Philippines, maybe it
the
was.
Kwai,
I can't
the
place.
On the River Kwai.
Or somewhere.
You know, yeah.
Somewhere there. Wasn't in
yes,
Japan.
Honey.
Wasn't in Japan.
Yes.
Obviously.
You know, he gets very jealous himself. So
he is,
this is
right here. He's upset about some guy at the party that was looking at you way too much, and he didn't like it. Yeah. See,
well, excuse me.
They don't like other men looking at their women.
But
what?
There is no ownership.
Right.
But
or even if there was.
In his mind. Which we're not sure the size of that mind. It doesn't sound like it's a big mind right now. In his mind, he might think there's ownership, but you know what? I think I am the ruler of the entire earth then, too, if I have that same size mind. He doesn't live in reality.
It's like a dog will pee to what mark its territory.
Dogs
She's
and
been marked.
Cats and all that stuff, yeah.
He owns you in his mind.
Really?
Well, you guys,
I know what you're talking about. Yes, I believe you. But I think then his mind, he should try to see if he can bring it back and get a new one. That's what I'm thinking.
His mind?
Yeah, because if he thinks he owns her after 1 year of just this, wow, dude.
Look,
where? What fucking planet are
you know,
from, buddy?
I am trying not to ever mention jealousy to him again.
Hey, jealousy.
Well, it makes it difficult to be with a jealous person because you never know when you need to be walking on eggs or what the minefield is that you're in, okay? And if he wants to just tell you, oh, I wanted to tell you what Tammy said or did, oh, my God, it was hilarious. But you're going to get your back up and be like, Tammy, huh? So you got the hots for Tammy now. And I...
Oh, no, I've been saying that for a year. I know what point you're making, though.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Yeah.
I think she's just trying to jerk his ass around just to show me that she can.
There are a lot of those little games that people play, not just women too. Men do it too. Little,
you fight over women?
Not necessarily fight, but they say, I will show you just a little bit of power by kind of jerking them away to me a little bit. I'm not so I got to have sex with them and make them a girlfriend, but I have a little bit of power to mesmerize them a little bit, and they come talk to me a lot more than you. So there's that bullshit. Men and women do it. It's stupid.
But I don't know what kind of relationship he wants. You said he wants to go back to the way it was. Does he want to go back to the way it was, like, immediately after the accident, or does he want to go back to the way it was after he bought his car? Because there are different...
He wants it back to how it was through the holidays last year. He wants to go back to the beginning. And the gut
we had no relationship.
Well,
it really didn't. The beginning was, I guess he wants to.
I was
like
checking on his elbow and saying I wanted to.
He wants to do a reset, start over.
You know what I was
ever.
You know something I would
no
love to pitch as a show? I would love to do a show where somebody like you is on the show. Reality show. You're telling me about your woes. I'm looking at the cards. And then I get on a plane and I go to the neighbor. And I'm like the mediator between the two of you. And I would be telling him, you know, there's a lot that Lisa doesn't share with you. However, you don't share with her either. Now, he's going to do one of a few things. He's going to listen to me or he's going to tell me to get the F out. You know,
you're not going to make money off that reality show, so hopefully you got some big shit in your bank. Nobody's watching.
For me to understand, he wants to go back to when we first met, because there was nothing happening then.
Well, he wants to go to the time when it was happy, with the bike riding and the having. Making meals.
You guys didn't know shit about each other, so you couldn't have problems.
And he's in uncharted territory. Do you know what age he was when he turned gay? I don't know if they turn gay, but...
Or just, it depends how you don't want to offend anybody or when they discovered it. Or...
You know, it's very confusing to me, the information he's given me over since the time I've met him. And
well, that's
the
problem.
I don't ask him. I don't know.
Well, that's the problem. If you think about it, the fact that you thought about entertaining marriage proposals and then you look at this and say, I don't know this shit, you shouldn't marry somebody you can't answer those questions to.
Well, it'd be interesting to know. Did he go
do that?
Did he go to summer camp and fool around
right.
in those cabins with
right.
other boys?
Right.
You know,
he's confused me. I've never talked. This is my first time ever talking
ever.
To a gay guy like this. Ever. And he
probably won't do it
gay.
Again. Oh, yeah. Aha! I bet you ain't doing
you
that
got
shit
that
again.
Right. I will run to the hills if I hear someone is gay. I will say, I will run screaming.
He's confused, too. If anything, I think he could be bi, okay? I don't think he's full-on gay.
I got dice on my side.
He wouldn't be interested in her body.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
What did he say, Deb? There is no such thing as bisexual for a guy. Either you suck dick or you do not suck dick. There is no in between.
And he's right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, today's some kind of LGBT fucking day or whatever, so I'm going to piss the entire planet off. You know what? I live in the United States of America. And I have the Amendment says I can have the freedom of speech, so fuck all you people. All right, go ahead.
That's why I think he dabbled in it, because, hey, it was a cheap thrill, no doubt. You know, I have some lady clients whose husbands go off on these, they go off in the mountains.
Oh, it sounds like Brokeback.
And, well, they go off.
It's Brokeback Mountain, except
say,
more than two people.
They say it's how women have a girl's trip. They have a man trip. But they're all going to go hunting, fishing.
Are there a lot of magic wands?
Oh, there's many.
You know what? For you women out there, when you hear guys saying they're going to go hunting and fishing, there's a 99.9% chance they're not doing what the fuck she just said. They're actually going to hunting and fishing. They're not going out there to frickin' butt-fuck each other or suck each other's wangs, like you just said.
They're not. There was one wife.
I never thought so.
That broke back fucking mountain.
There was one woman. I mean, one woman that told me.
Oh, my God.
She found the secret telephone. She had gone into his office to use the phone, and she found the secret telephone, and they were, like, one guy was on there saying, I can't wait till you do me again when we go back up there.
What do you mean the secret telephone?
He was exchanging messages.
Was it like a red phone with the shape of a penis? Well, this is the phallus hotline. Hey! Oh, my goodness! Hello, my name is Harry Bush. What's your name?
I can't wait till you do me again.
A cell phone that he had for himself. And
that's not the norm.
She was his beard. Okay? They only had sex like maybe once a month.
You know, I'm sorry, but this world confuses me and wears me out. I'm just like, I can't even deal with being heterosexual half the time. I mean, that's hard enough. In the way to take on bisexuality and whose sexuality and them sexuality and this sexuality.
The physical part mentally, that sounds like too much baggage mentally. I'm not even talking about the physical part. As long as I already have a problem with women, and then I want to go mess with people of my own sex that are, that is too much shit. Why just stick with one?
Oh, I know.
Guys like watching women getting their arms together.
Because it's still feminine. It's still very feminine.
Well,
you know,
some of them gay fellows are pretty, you know.
What?
Limp-wristed. And
yeah, but a masculine guy doesn't want to see limp-wristed guys hairy-butted. Two chicks doing it, it's like, oh, they're still feminine. They're still cool. I can get in there. See a guy riding the hairy butt, you're like, no, dude, you go. You stay in that gay rodeo. I am not going to that gay rodeo. You have a good time there, buddy.
And when Virgil asked you last night if the two of you would like to do a couple of chicks together, you said only one woman at the Masked Show.
Yes, and that's my rule. That is my rule that I live by.
So are you homophobic then?
Why is it every time somebody doesn't like something, they say you have to be afraid of it? I don't like Brussels sprouts. I'm not afraid of it. You know, there's certain foods I don't like. It doesn't mean I'm afraid of them just because I don't fucking like them. I don't want to see a guy's wang near my wang. Doesn't mean I'm afraid of it. I just don't want it. That's all. Why do you automatically assume it's fear?
Well, I don't know what other word. Well, this man is
dislike and fear are not synonymous.
I think this man only swings both ways. Because he can't get it to work with a woman.
That means he's a butt pirate at heart. That's what that means. If you can't get your plumbing to work with a woman's plumbing, that means you prefer the Wiener Schnitzel and the hairy butt. That's what that means. And he should probably just accept it that he is a pirate and a butt arg. You should just accept it.
Then he would tell her.
But he's fighting it for some reason.
Yes, he is. He wants to be heterosexual.
But he can't. He can't. He likes the meat whistle too much.
Okay, so let me ask you. When I was a young teenager and would have makeout sessions with my girlfriend, does that mean that I'm part lesbian?
That's fine. I don't care. You guys can do that. That's great. All the chicks on earth can have. Because it's still feminine. You're not crossing into a different boundary. It's still feminine. Now, a lot of chicks think that's gross. But I'm saying to a guy, you're still doing feminine things. When a guy starts messing with another guy, it's like, there is nothing fucking feminine about that. No.
And you know what, Deb? If I were to tell him, you know, it swings both ways, so to speak. But, you know, Deb, if I were to tell him about a guy and something a guy said and we were spending time together, he would blow his whistle. He would blow his top. And not angry. He wouldn't act angry, but he would be jealous. And the thing is, I've lied to him about my brother's friend because I spent a lot of time with him on the phone trying to figure stuff out in my business world. And I told him, my brother's friend is married, and he's not married.
He doesn't have the right to be jealous.
Having the right is not part of the, if it's...
It isn't part of his emotional state.
No, but if you feel jealous, there's a reason for it. Usually insecurity.
Yeah, there is some kind of reason. Obviously, it's you're right. Some kind of insecurity, or it's like, well, I don't want her necessarily, but you can't have her because I want to keep her there.
Or your ex. You don't want your friends, you know, jumping your ex.
He's fucked up.
Ooh, this man?
Neighbor, man. He's broken.
You know, it's, the field of counseling would have ended a long time ago if people felt that way.
Oh, you know what? Counseling's fucking great, folks. I'll be a counselor, too. You know what? How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? Why do you think
Jim, you're already overburdened
with being
the traveling OBGYN guy.
Counselors, well, how does that make you? Are you sure? Is what happened in your past that make you feel that way? Listen here, counselor, fuckface. I'm paying you money. Fix my ass. So quit asking me questions. What do you think you should do? You know what? Well, I'll tell you what I think I should. I think I shouldn't pay your goddamn ass for being a counselor because you're a worthless piece of shit.
They're there to figure out where you're at.
You know
they're
what? I can talk to my fucking couch pillow and get the same level of help that a counselor gives. Hey, I can look at, here it goes. I'll look at my remote. Hey, you know, I'll tell you, I felt these things when I was young. That's what a counselor does. He just sits fucking there on his ass.
And you don't think they're assessing and evaluating you when they say, and how do you feel about that?
And then
that?
You come back the next session. Well, last time you talked about your penis. How do you feel about your penis this week? Oh, you still feel the same? Why do you think you feel the same? Oh, do you have problems with your sister? Did your sister
are
have
you
a
on a
first penis
name
too?
Basis?
Did your sister have a penis? Did neither of you, did you both wish you had vaginas? Let's like, shut up, asshole. Fuck you. All right? Fuck you. You know what? They didn't have, a few hundred years, they didn't have counselors, and motherfucking mankind got along and survived somehow.
You know what?
Some fucking how. We got along without counselors asking you how you feel. Fuck you. Fuck you, counselor.
Well, you know what? Wait, now you might have stolen my thought, and I'm going to be pissed.
Well, you know what? Write your congressman if you're pissed. See what he can do.
I think you need to get the spirit of a gambler, Lisa. You got nothing to lose. To actually out cycle, sit down next to him and say, let's talk. All right, let's talk.
Hey, what's up, butt sniffer? How are you doing tonight?
No. And start asking him, say, what have we been doing? I don't know anything about this path. So tell me and find out what, you know, interview him.
Well, like what?
Yeah.
Like interview
well,
with a vampire.
Well, so, but the cards say that you think he's wanting to have
that 12
relationship.
Everybody gets jealous of something. You know, I feel insanely jealous of somebody like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. This seems like, oh, all they got to do is go sing, you know, and wear pretty clothes and get the best guys, you know?
So all they got to do is be freaking magically talented, that's all.
Yeah, and what about the rest of us? We're just schlubs, you know?
You know what? The world, the planet is 99% schlubs.
I've been told I make the best meatballs and pasta, you know, spaghetti that even chefs have eaten. I learned from an ex-husband.
Okay.
So what? Is that going to go down in history? Am I going to be...
What does history matter?
Because that's where you get remembered.
What does it matter, though? When somebody digs
on
a hole and you're fucking rotting carcass in the ground, what does it matter to you that is long past who the fuck remembers what? What does it matter? What does it matter how much money you made? What does it matter if you had 1,500 kids or no kids? What does it fucking matter
when
you're...
I love the way this, Rachel. Rachel, you've got to get back in your work because I really think that you have a very special gift. She's in Australia, Lisa. Yeah, I see it. And she says jealousy is the fear of being replaced.
Okay.
And I could see
right.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
By somebody who's prettier, skinnier, smarter, richer.
I don't think it even matters.
My gosh.
Just, I think the replacement doesn't matter if they're better or not.
Oh, we women, look, we size each other up. When a guy ends a relationship and he's off with somebody else, we got to check her out. And then we just we just stab her in the back as we sit amongst each other. And we're like this. We're wringing our hands saying, yeah, do you see what a terrible dresser she is and that fat ass? Oh, my God. You know, and we have to do
That's why there are very few women that rule countries that are superpowers.
Well, what about the Virgin Queen? She was a superpower, wasn't she?
Did anybody? What, you mean Elizabeth? The name Elizabeth here, the river after the Virgin Queen, Virginia. That's why our state's named Virginia.
Is it?
Yes. That's why one of the rivers is Elizabeth. And you know what? They didn't have lie detector tests back then. Maybe she wasn't a virgin.
She wasn't very attractive.
Maybe she was banging every freaking meat pole that came near her. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know. So, Lisa, the thing is, you guys don't communicate well, all right?
No, that's right.
He says things that turn into, like, a bombshell. You say things to him. I've noticed you have quite a mouth when you are angry.
It sounds like she thinks more than she says, though.
I agree.
Yeah.
She needs to say what she thinks more, I think. That might help.
I would go into battle with you because I feel from her she wouldn't want anybody out there to even give us half a chance of losing. Because I just feel that from Lisa. She'd make friends with the enemy, give them blowjobs.
She would do fucking laundry down there with them in the goddamn laundry room, Deb. Jesus Christ.
All right. Okay, so what we got? I guess we have to call it.
We shall.
I will, Lisa, I will connect with you.
Thank you.
We shall do so. Well, she shall do so. I'll be at work.
You're leaving?
Thank you.
Tomorrow I'm going to work when you have these things. Remember, Friday's work.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Virgil, if you have
a chance. We'll still be here tomorrow for Rebel Cards Friday.
If you have a chance, Virgil, I would really like to get your thoughts on my schizophrenic daughter-in-law. She's really circling the drain, just throwing my son's things out. She's yelling at black people, I hate blacks, and really off the grid. People are, she's got voices in her head. And my sister works with some, and I've gotten her point of view, but I wouldn't mind yours too. So if you ever want to, you know where.
Nobody asked my opinion.
No, because you're too harsh.
Because I would stick her ass in a crate and ship her ass back to Japan, return to sender. She's not an American citizen.
No.
They're not allowed to do that in Japan. You know what? Adios, amigos,
they
go back to Japan.
They don't believe in mental illness over there. They'd rather you jump off a cliff and kill yourself.
Send her back to Japan and she can find a sword to fall on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
Tonight, sweetheart, when it's time to go.
very
good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate.